The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and anything you want to talk about, we'll talk about. Let me take a little opinion poll here. And I appreciate the call. If you don't want to get in a contest, I get it. I understand it. I'd like to hear from you. Do you enjoy the show the way it is with the, you know, the call in and me passing out a little, you know, a little information here and there, or do you prefer a guest? I mean, I mix in the guests every now and then. I've got some folks that want to be on the show. They want to talk about certain things. They want to talk about different things. Or some of them are not really sponsors, and they have a business that's based around certain things. but you know, I like to stick to the wildlife and fish guys to give us some inside scoop on some of the stuff. And we do it in the fall more so with the hunting than we do in the spring with the fishing. But do you like to listen to the guest? Usually it's a one-hour show, something like that. Sometimes we do 2 hours when, you know, we're not going to be in the area. Like the first day of deer season is always a recorded show, not in the studio. I just wonder if you prefer, every now and then you prefer to hear from a guest. I'm more than glad to do it. I just want to know what our listeners like. And you can give us a call here at 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That's question number one. There isn't a question number two yet. But I was, we've been putting together the fall issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Going to be a great issue. Got a lot of good stuff in there. And we've got some interesting stuff happening with the folks at Browning. The old camo that they used to have on their firearms has been replaced by a camo, and I don't know where the camo comes from. I have to investigate that. It's called Auric, A-U-R-I-C, and it's some pretty interesting camo. The A5 has it. But, you know, we're promoting the vintage tan. That seems to be pretty cool. People like that old vintage, you know, gold and brown and tan camo. And then the Auric is more of a textured finish. That's available on the Maxis and the Gold Light 10-gauge field model, the Auric camo. And, you know, so just kind of interesting putting together this stuff, and we're just checking it out. So, anyway, 410 WCBM 680. We'll tell you more about the Clyde's Browning here shortly. So when we do the commercial break. But anyway, I just thought I'd mention it at the moment because it came up during the break. All right, 410-922-6680. Let me know your opinion on guests, show format, question and answer, fishing contest. Haven't reached out to the folks at CVA yet. Plan on it. Hope this maybe this week. We'll see if they're going to be interested in working with Skin this year, giving away muzzle loaders. You know, it's always a crapshoot when you're dealing with a manufacturer. You never know what's going to happen. But it's been a good history working with those folks. I think it's 15 years now. So the muzzle loader contest is always a good one. Let's talk to Clay in Owings Mills. Good morning, Clay. How are you?
Hey. Good morning, Alan. I'm well, thank you. Wanted to get in the drawing, of course, yeah. But also, don't change the show. I mean, the occasional guest is great, but I prefer listening to both your insight and opinion on well, basically Maryland, the Bay, hunting, fishing.
Yeah.
Also, the callers are a terrific source of information.
Right.
I don't hunt or fish anymore, but I still love listening, getting the information, and so on. And the occasional guest is a plus, but I wouldn't like to see a whole ton of guests.
I got it. Okay, sure. All right. Well, at one point, we were working with fisheries, fishing and boating, and they were providing us with a guest like once a month. And you know, after their promotion ended, and they were trying to provide guests for us from time to time, oftentimes the guest wouldn't call in, you know, and they try to substitute somebody at the last minute and that type of thing. And you know, if I want to talk to somebody about crabs, I want to talk to the crab manager. I don't want to talk to a generalist. You know, I mean, I'm not casting dispersions at anybody or anything, but you know, if you get somebody that's their field, that's the guy you want to talk to. And when they don't call, or they say, "Oh yeah, so and so he can't do it," and you know, after committing to it, you know, 2 weeks before, even a week before, at the last minute they change their mind.
You want somebody that's on topic.
That's exactly right. So yeah.
So, all right. Well, I appreciate you asking for the input. I hope you all have a great weekend.
We plan on it. Yes, sir. We plan on it. So
I don't hear Robin. I hope she's feeling well.
She's doing okay. She's doing okay. The deal was the week before we went to Garrett County, it was kids 3 days a week, and then, you know, she had Thursday to rest up. Friday we had to get ready. We left Friday. Long drive. She worked hard all day Saturday. I mean hard. We got there about 9 o'clock, and she bought some tickets on the ladies' drawing. I bought tickets on all the guns, you know. She bought tickets on the ladies' drawing. And so they got into the dinner hour, and they were doing a few drawings. Finally, I guess about six.
Doing a few drugs.
Drawings.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Drawings. Yeah, the ticket raffles is what I was trying to say. They did a few drawings, raffles during dinner, but she was waiting and waiting and waiting. Finally, she said, "Hey, look, you know, we've been here all day." He said, "You know, AJ." He said, "Yeah, we'll get to the ladies' drawing," and then he announced it from the microphone. "Hey, Mrs. Ellis over here, she wants us to see the ladies' drawing," which is pretty funny. And then she wound up winning a nice package of candles and that kind of stuff from Yankee Candles, which is what she really wanted. So, yeah, she was happy with that. So. Yeah, but and then Sunday the drive home, and then the kids Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So, you know, a long, long week before this broadcast. So.
How bad it was. Well, give her my best.
I will. Thank you, Clay. Thank you. Thank you, John B. Appreciate it. All right, buddy.
Maybe next week. Thanks, Alan.
All right. Maybe next week she'll be back. We'll see what happens. Thanks, man. There he goes. There goes Clay. 410 WCBM 680. 410 922-6680. Thank you, Sharon, for your text. I appreciate that. Yes, indeed. Got it. Yep. Gotcha, Sharon. Exactly right. So we did talk a little bit about Clyde's and the Browning firearms, and now I'll tell you about that for our first break. Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108. So the new Brownings are coming in. The new X-Bolt Pro Series in camo, Cerakoted barrels, muzzle brake, beautiful, beautiful firearms in several different models, long range and so forth. But then there's still the X-Bolt, the classic, any of the X-Bolts, extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection, all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers available with an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. I own the X-Bolt, and it's the only Browning I have in my collection right now, and I really, really like shooting that rifle. And 300 Winchester Magnum, it does not kick as much as you would think it would. I've taken deer and black bear with it, so that'll be any big game adventure that I go on, that'll be in the arsenal. That's the X-Bolt. Then there's the BPS pump-action shotgun, the field model, newly designed stock with a new look. It's got a larger trigger guard, so you can get your glove in there, you know, because it's a waterfowl gun, it's a cold-weather gun. Matte blue finish barrel and forged machined steel receiver. Bottom ejection, satin finished walnut, pump action, all with superior fit and new checkering surfaces. Synthetic stock models are available in the BPS field model. I mentioned the A5, the vintage tan, the Maxis 2 camo in Arik, new for 2023. It's the new Arik, and it's a beautiful gun. If you've ever loaded the put a Maxis up to your shoulder, and the Maxis 2 the same way, if you've ever put one up to your shoulder, it's one of the smoothest mounting semi-automatic firearms that you ever want to see, no question about it. So stop by and check that out. And then there's the Gold Light 10-gauge. If you really need a 10-gauge autoloader, well, this is the one, the Gold Light 10-gauge field model in Arik camo, redesigned stock and forearm, with a textured gripping surface, a standard Invector interchangeable choke tube system, and a 4-shell magazine capacity. Not a 5, but a 4. It's 10-gauge. All right. All that at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Lansdowne, that's Hammonds Ferry Road, 410-242-6108. Website, ClydeSports.com. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting available. Now, it's summertime. It's been hot as blazes out there. Do you have a beautiful fireplace in your home that you never use? Well, we did too. It was a hole in the wall. Sucked the heat out in the wintertime. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. And I will tell you, we visited several, never found any service, never found any more expertise, and never found a better price than Backyard Billy's. We selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service since then. We love the convenience of the remote control, the beauty of the fireplace. The firebox is illuminated. It's got the artificial logs in there that look like the real logs. It's got a beautiful frame, a faceplate, so to speak. It's good-looking on the stone background. And we love the room-filling heat, too. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. 6 weeks away from bow season, which is middle of September, October, November. Yeah, it's coming really, really quick. Stop in the showroom soon so you will be ready for the coming cold weather in the future. It will be here sooner than you think. BackyardBillies.com. Visit the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, 44B exit. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. That's 44B, Route 50 coming from the bridge. Graysonville, if it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. If you want to get there from the Lower Eastern Shore, you get to Route 18 going up through Graysonville. Just turn off of 50 onto 18 and take Evans Avenue when you get halfway up Route 18 and turn left on Drummond Lane. You're right there at Backyard Billy's. And you can always put it in your GPS. We'll be right back after this.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big BA, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name?
There you go, Hank Jr., buddy. Thank you so much. Let me tell you, that was 2007, somewhere around there. He came out with that song. I have to check the date on it. 2007, 8, somewhere around there. And he was quite a prognosticator, quite a prophet, wasn't he? We could tend to be sliding closer and closer to socialism in this country. And the attacks on hunting have not relented. And the attacks on fishing have not relented, okay? Commercial fishing as well. You read about the commercial fishermen, the lobstermen, all because these... I left out the expletive, I left out the adjective for windmills. You drive up into Western Maryland, and you look across the beautiful mountain scenery up there, and in my personal opinion... That view is marred. That view is spoiled. That view is ruined when you see those stupid windmills sticking up out of the mountains. My vision when I was in Wyoming years ago of pronghorn hunting, the view of the mountains of Wyoming, the Rocky Mountains, rife with windmills. It hurts my heart. And to think about that off our coast and to think about the environmental damage and the damage to wildlife that's being done with these the installation of these windmills and the research that's being done. You know, you want to blame the lobstermen for the right whales becoming, you know, stranded or being disoriented or something like that, and all the other marine wildlife that communicates with sound and sonar under the water. You want to blame the lobstermen for that? None of this happened for the couple of hundred years that the lobstermen have been out on the waters of the great Northeast. No. But why now, with this push towards this green energy crap, why now are these whales beaching themselves and all this other marine wildlife and all these other problems? Why are they blaming the poor, not poor necessarily, why are they blaming the hardworking lobstermen and fishermen for this stuff? Look up marine protected areas. They're going to kill us. They're going to kill the outdoor industry. You know, the approval for only having lead-free ammunition on our wildlife refuges, our national wildlife refuges, that's going to impact Dorchester County. That's going to impact the folks that hunt Blackwater. You're going to have to buy the more expensive copper shotgun slugs that are hard to find. You're going to have to buy the more expensive muzzleloader bullets, the copper bullets that are hard to find. Okay? With this move toward environmentalism, it's unbelievable to me what has happened to our eroding freedoms, our First or Second Amendments, to name the first two, the most important. I just, don't get me started. I don't want to say something to get canceled, ladies and gentlemen. So how about that? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's see. Yes, indeed. Guests are good. I don't allow it, but no infomercials. It's a two-hour guest. Maybe have the second hour be interactive with callers. Well, when we have a live guest, we do have the callers interact if they can, but what we find is the callers don't call because I pick good guests. They like to listen to the guests. They really do, and I appreciate that. But, you know, I like to listen to the callers. I like to listen to the callers. I really do, 410 WCBN 680. So that being said, we'll take all this under advisement, that's for sure. Let's see what else we got here. Joe emails, with all the Canadian wildfires burning this year, I'm wondering if you've heard if this is impacting the nesting waterfowl. I guess we'll find out if there's a lack of birds this coming fall. My thoughts, your thoughts. My thoughts are that I think everything is further west than the Ungava Peninsula. There's not much there to burn. And, you know, in the Hudson River Valley, there's nothing there either for the prime nesting areas for Canada geese. The rest of the waterfowl that is the ducks primarily, I don't know. I don't know how that impacts them. Maybe I'll have to get a waterfowl guest on to explain that. Maybe we'll get Josh Homiak back or somebody like that and see what Josh has to say. It's a good question, Joe, and it prompts a question to our wildlife officials, that's for sure. 410 WCBM 680. So we'll find out. I talked to Jonathan Trudeau, who is the bear guy now up in Garrett County. I talked to him last weekend. I asked him this week when the bear lottery information press release is coming out. He said a couple of days, so that's good. I talked to acting wildlife director Karina. Say her last name, Alan. Come on. Say her last name. I'll tell you in a second. Karina Stonecipher, acting wildlife director. Karina was up there. She stopped in the show. Everything's good there. Talked to a couple other folks with DNR, a couple of NRP officers. And so, you know, it was all around good event. Everybody's looking forward to the season. I talked to Brian Eiler, frequent guest here during the hunting season this week. DNR is unfortunately one of the most understaffed departments in Maryland. And I can tell you this. I visited Maryland Department of Agriculture there on Harry Truman Parkway this week. That's one organization that is not understaffed. U.S. Department of, or the Maryland Department of Agriculture, not understaffed. DNR and Taws Building, woefully understaffed. Fisheries, Wildlife and Heritage, Natural Resources Police. It's a damn shame that we can't support the people that manage our wildlife and our natural resources, that we can't provide them with more of a budget to protect our natural resources. A damn shame. And shame on you, Governor. Shame on you, Governor, past Governor, Lockdown Larry, same thing. Can't provide enough money to protect our natural resources and you know, keep the staff on board that needs to be on board, the biologists and the researchers and everybody else. So that's my rant. Give me a call, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see who we've got. Richard in New Zealand. Come on, Richard. Let's hear from you, buddy.
How you doing, Alan?
Doing good. How are things in New Zealand?
That was pretty cold tonight.
Oh, yeah?
It's just about freezing tonight. Yeah, we're in our winter, naturally.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. How's the any snow or anything there? Any?
No, we're more in the central part of the North Island.
Right.
Actually, the town we live in is called, it's Cambridge. So
right.
I'm calling you from Cambridge, New Zealand.
Cambridge, New Zealand. Wonderful. So what time is it right now?
I just wanted to touch base with you and just tell you we're listening here.
I appreciate that, man. The miracles of modern technology. Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's pretty
good,
yeah.
Now, where did you live when you were in Maryland?
Well, we owned a house in Millington, and
right,
we built a house in Kent County. We went from, we're living in Millington. We also own a house in Crumpton.
Crumpton, okay, got it.
Sure,
got it.
Still own one there.
Yeah, I got you. Wonderful, man. Do you ever get back this way?
I just wanted to touch base with you. I haven't called you in a while.
No, it's been a while. So, how are your politics? How are your politics in New Zealand? Yeah, I. Robin said, "Boy, they know how to handle things in New Zealand." I said, "What happened?" He said, "Somebody killed somebody or something, and they took him out that same day." I can't remember what happened, but it was.
They had a shooting up in Auckland.
Yeah.
And it's the same deal, you know. He was convicted of some crime, so they sent him home with a bracelet on,
right,
and on his ankle, and. So a couple of days later, he goes into the job site and kills a couple of people.
Right. Yep. Is that the way it goes?
It's the same all over the world, Alan. You're not going to move anywhere and escape.
That's true.
Escape the liberal mindset.
That's true. Especially in the urban areas.
I'm not being negative.
No, you're being truthful. You're being truthful. You know, everybody that wants to flee the urban areas and flee to the country, leave your damn politics back there where you left from.
Tell you what, brother, you're getting a little radical here in your older years, aren't
you? I'm just using common sense, buddy. Just using common sense. You know, I love our country. I love the Constitution. I love how we were founded. I love our freedom. I love our liberty. I love our freedom of speech. But not anymore. You say the wrong thing at the wrong time to the wrong person, they're going to cancel you.
Yeah, I still love America. We didn't leave there. And someday we may come back. We didn't leave there because we didn't like it. We left to come and visit family. So, yeah, you know, it's...
So you moved in. You moved in and they can't get you out, right?
Actually, my wife is stateside now, taking care of some things. So.
I got it. Yeah.
But But I just wanted to touch base with you and let you know we're still listening down here.
Richard,
and,
I appreciate it.
And I don't know that I have any right to you know, to talk to you about or even, you know, advise you on your format for your show. But the thing of it is, anytime you give up and then you don't have your liberty to talk about what you want to talk about, that's the only thing I'll say.
Right. No, we're gonna protect that. We're gonna keep that right here, buddy. So I appreciate that. So, Richard, I did ask you. I don't know if you answered me. If you did, it didn't register. It's 6:36 here. 6:37 a.m. What time is it in your world?
It is 10:36 Saturday evening or Saturday night.
Saturday night. Okay. So.
Yep.
You are.
So this time change is good for me as far as listening to the show, you know.
Yeah, you used to call me around 11 o'clock or so. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yep. You'll come on at 9 o'clock at night here and go off at 11.
Right. Good. I'm prime time, baby. Prime time in New Zealand.
Prime time, man. Yeah. You're the man.
Me and Sean Hannity, prime time.
Control that radicalness, man. Control that radicalness.
Yeah.
You're getting too old for it.
I know. Thanks, Richard. I appreciate the call.
Okay, we'll be talking to you.
All right, you have a great time. Thanks for calling from New Zealand.
Bye.
Wow, bye-bye. How about that, folks? How about that? Hey, let's see. Who is on there? Yes. Can we put Tom on hold just for a minute while we do our second break? It's going to be a few minutes, Tom. Hang in there with us, buddy. Spurry's Tire Service. I got to talk about them. Brent, good guy, good people, good mechanics, good tire reps over there, I'll tell you. Located at Elliott Road. That's the entrance off Elliott Road at the corner of Elliott and Dover, just off Route 50, right here in Easton, right around the corner. It's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires and recommending them as well, American-made stuff, as well as Michelin, Yokohama when they have to. Spurry's Tire Service has all the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, from Mini Cooper to tractor trailer and everything in between. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for the farm tractors, the combines, anything that has a tire on it, they can replace it, or they can get you a new one if you need it. Spurry's Tire Service, they can fix it or they can replace it. Anything you need for any farm equipment, anything in your backyard from your lawnmower, your garden tractor, your wheelbarrow, they've got all that too. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied, including Robin and me, excuse me, proper English, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by. No appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. 822-7384. No appointment needed for tires. The website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order, Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp, snow crabs, yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish, Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator, Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block, yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullocks and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials or give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Cool. I like that. Let's see. We've got Tom in Odenton and then Lee. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
What's going on?
I just wanted to say, you know, the more you learn about windmills and solar panels, the more you hate them.
Yeah.
I mean, they just, what did I hear? That the windmills, you know, they just chop the birds, just chopping up the birds like mad. And the bats. I didn't realize about the bats, too, that they're taking a big hit.
That makes sense.
And the solar panels, the birds think that they are pools of water and are flying into them like mad.
Oh, man, that's something.
And to dispose of these things, and windmills, what each windmill has, 15 tons of concrete to anchor it in into the earth, and they sit there and say, oh, this is all green energy, and then you abandon them after their life expectancy is up. I'm just talking now, but over the whole thing.
What do you do with them? They're not recyclable.
Right.
The windmill fans are not recyclable. The solar panels are not recyclable. They're just landfill. They're just junk.
Yep.
Is that terrible?
It is. And then the offshore windmills, they create an ecosystem underneath them because the fish just sit there and wait for a bird to get chopped up and fall into it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's something.
I don't know. And they ain't talking about politics, but I'm getting close to retiring, I just want to move the hell out of Maryland because I just see a disaster coming.
well, I'm sorry you feel that way. I mean, I love the state. I've been here since 1983 or four. Yeah, 83. Yeah. And what is that, 40 years now? More in Maryland than where I've ever spent the rest of my life in Pennsylvania. So, you know, I still consider myself a native Pennsylvanian, but, you know, I love Maryland. I love everything about it except the taxes and the politics, you know. So.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a lifelong Maryland resident, and I just want to – I work sometimes in the Baltimore City, and I see the same gang graffiti in the city as I see in Odenton and Anne Arundel County. And so I know it's changing, and I don't want to be an old man left behind, so to speak.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, and it gets scary. And then, you know, then with all their green initiatives – with the electric cars by 2035, and they can keep it. Let me just figure out where to land.
I hear you, buddy. I'm hearing everything you're saying. Yeah. So,
but I just wanted to say that about the windmills and the solar panels. The more you learn about them, the less green they are, and they can. You know, I still have my coal and wood stove in the basement, and I use that. You can still get coal at Tractor Supply, but for now. I mean, I'm surprised
right.
they don't sell it.
Well, that's what I love about Backyard Billy's. You know, you can set yourself up to get save a lot of money on your heating. Well, what it's back to $77 a barrel. Oil's back to $77 a barrel. We're up at $3.60 again for gas. It's thank you, Maryland, for the additional 40-some cents a gallon, you know, that we pay for gasoline, you know.
Yeah, and where is all the money going? All righty, Alan, have a good one.
All right, buddy, thank you so much. Talk to you later. There he goes. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hey, Alan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, a little news. I guess you could say, for me, it's some bad news. I lost my mother this past week.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Lee.
Yeah, but a little related story about my mom I can always look back on was I would fish at Loch Raven all the time. And back then I had a Stingray bike, and I would mount my fishing rod on the back of it and drive to designations throughout Loch Raven. And my mom would come by, usually in the before dinner, in her Dodge Dart, and toot the horn three times, and I knew it was time for me to come out of the woods or down at the little dam at Loch Raven to come up the hill, put my bike in the back of the trunk of the Dodge Dart so she could bring me home for dinner, but.
Yeah,
it was a very
quite a system.
It's quite a system back in the day. Yeah. I don't know that moms would do that nowadays.
No, they used to just yell your name. They, you know, they knew you were in the neighborhood. They just go out in the back door somewhere, front porch, whatever, yell your name, and you better be there. You know,
well, me it was we had a bell on the back porch.
Yeah,
but God bless her. She always would oblige and cook all whatever crappie or bluegill I would bring home from Loch Raven.
And if you were in trouble, they never used your first name. They always used your first name and your middle name.
I heard that quite often too.
Yeah, you and I both. They wanted to make sure you knew who they were talking to.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'd use, if they were really mad, they'd use your last name.
I remember my father was, Leroy, and whenever I heard Roy, you know, his, just the half of the first name, I knew Dad was, but I heard Roy quite often with my mother.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, we were always in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know, we were good at hiding, too.
Yep. I only remember on two occasions where I got the spanking from my dad. My mother would usually threaten me with a wooden spoon or a paddle ball paddle. You remember little Bolo paddles, you know, the rubber ball on the rubber band?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she kept the paddles. And
mine
the wooden
was the wooden paddle from my father's Hampton Sydney College.
Oh, man.
That sucker was probably 2 feet long.
And, oh.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in elementary school and middle school, they bored holes in those paddles to cut down on the wind resistance, buddy.
Yeah.
I think they made them in wood shop, you know? You get hit with a 4 or 5 inch wide paddle that has 1 inch holes bored in it, you know, and they take that swing. There's no resistance there. There's no air resistance at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seventh grade was painful.
Yeah. So, oh yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right.
See you, man.
Have a good
bye-bye. One. Bye-bye. You too. All right. Hey, I got to tell you about Backyard Billy's one more time. They are located, hey, I have a 40-pound Bernedoodle in my lap right now, and she's just looking at me like she loves me. You want to say something on the radio? Yeah. Microphone's right there. You can probably hear her sniffing at the microphone. No, guess not. Anyway, Backyard Billy's, exit 44, off Route 50, anything and everything for your backyard, from chicken coops to gym sets to tables and chairs, Adirondack chairs. That's on the outside. They've got the gazebos and the pergolas and the sheds. I mean, if the backyard is just chock full of stuff. You go inside, you got the barbecue grills on the left, and behind that you've got the fireplaces and the fireplace inserts and the wood stoves and all that. On the right side, a big giant showroom of furniture for your beach house. All the gifts and all the accessories, you'll love all that stuff when you stop by Backyard Billy's. Just hit their website, backyardbillies.com. Give them a call, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. You'll love the place. There's anything in there, everything. There's something there for your deck, for your backyard. You can't wait to be there. Don't forget the sheds and all the big stuff. Free delivery, first 60 miles, and free delivery to the Delaware and Maryland beaches. Don't want to forget that part. So, Backyard Billy's, great sponsor. We love them. Let's talk about Clyde Sport Shop, everything for crabbing. Now that you can't fish for rockfish for a week or so, you need to go crabbing, and Clyde's has it. They've got the Pasadena-style traps with the open top, the open top traps. They've got the low profile traps. Don't take up a tremendous amount of room. They've got trot lines and trot line parts. They've got rigged trot lines. They've got the baskets. They've got the lids, baskets with lids. They've got the measures, the tongs, the crab nets, lots of crab nets. They've got the cloth and wire rings. They have the steamer pots. They have their own seasoning, and they've got the crab bait. They've got the chicken necks and the salted eels. They've got live and frozen bait for fishing, all the fish and tackle, lures and terminal tackle you could want at Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Phone number 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sport Shop. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Line-X bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Line-X bedliner installed at Catonsville Line-X just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Line-X dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Line-X fleet services. Do what I did and have Line-X install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Line-X. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh-picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. How about that? Let's talk to Ray in Baltimore. We got about a minute left. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I better talk fast. Okay, you only got a little time left. First off, with the format of your show, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It works just fine.
Okay,
and
good.
That's number one. Number two, it has to do with I used to love to reload shot shells, and I always got my stuff at Clyde. In
right.
your opinion, what's going on where you, for years now, cannot get any reloading equipment? And I'll get off the line. And you have a good day.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Well, that's a question I just can't answer right off the cuff. Supply chains are tough. I would say lack of participation leads to lack of product. Not many people are reloading anymore. It's a minority of us out there. So that would be my immediate quick thought on that. But right now, I got to say, hey, get out, stay safe, keep your family close.